Democratic senators are calling on the Office of Government Ethics, OGE, to investigate Elon Musk for potentially violating federal ethics laws. The senators said Musk's participation in a Tesla promotional event with President Trump at the White House violated rules that prohibit endorsements by federal employees. By promoting Tesla during an official press conference with the president while using the White House as a backdrop, Mr. Musk appeared to leverage his senior role in the government and the authority associated with the presidency to recommend Tesla and to imply that the Trump administration endorses Tesla vehicles, the senators wrote in a letter to the OGE. The event featured multiple Tesla models, and the president was checking them out with the intention of buying one. The president said he bought a Cybertruck for his granddaughter. Trump also discussed features like full self-driving and noted that people can purchase the Model 3 for as low as $35,000. Federal law prohibits government employees from using their office for personal gain. The senators contend it applies to Musk because he is a special government employee and senior advisor to the president. The law states employees cannot use their position or title or any authority associated with their office to endorse a product or imply that the government sanctions or endorses their personal activities. They said the event may have also violated a provision in the law that prohibits the use of government property for unauthorized purposes. Violations of ethics rules can result in disciplinary action, including suspension or removal, although that's highly unlikely because even if OGE determines Musk committed a violation, President Trump would have to remove him. When The Hill asked the White House about the senator's concerns, a spokesperson said the president made a personal decision to buy a Tesla at a market rate.